From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. North Korea claims a successful hydrogen bomb test. The UN Security Council says it is working to craft new sanctions against North Korea because of its latest nuclear test. After an emergency session Wednesday, the Security Council said North Korea's actions pose a threat to international peace and security. In Washington, the White House sharply criticized North Korea, while at the same time saying the initial U.S. analysis of the blast is not consistent with the North's boast that it now has hydrogen bomb technology. A military spokesman says coalition airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria killed about 2,500 militants in December. Colonel Steve Warren told reporters since coalition airstrikes began in August 2014, Islamic State has lost at least 20,000 square kilometers of land it once controlled. He said the IS has not gained any land since May of last year. Iraq's foreign minister Wednesday offered to act as a mediator between Iran and Saudi Arabia. Relations deteriorated this week with a Saudi execution of a prominent Shiite cleric, protesters storming the Saudi embassy in Tehran, and Saudi Arabia's subsequent decision to cut off diplomatic ties with Iran. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf said she supports the call by Liberians to reduce the presidential term of office from 2 6-year terms to 2 4-year terms. A Constitutional Review Commission recommended last year to reduce the number of years a president can serve. The commission also recommended term in office for senators be reduced from the current 9 years to 6. This is VOA News.